If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Yolanda Saldivar, who was convicted of the 1995 fatal shooting of Tejano singer Selena Quintanilla, branded herself a political prisoner as she argued for her release from prison, RadarOnline.com has learned. Saldivar, 62, served as the president of Selena's fan club at the time of the shooting. She's currently serving a life sentence but hopes to be released when she's eligible for parole in March 2025. She also doubled down on her claim that the shooting was accidental ahead of her parole eligibility. "Enough is enough," a relative of Saldivar told the Post. "She feels like she's a political prisoner at this point." The relative added, "She's ready to get out of jail, because she believes she has more than served her time." The convicted murderer echoed similar claims about her innocence and unfair trial in the recently released documentary, Selena and Yolanda, The Secrets Between Them. "I was convicted by public opinion even before my trial started," Saldivar said before professing her innocence during a prison interview. Selena was killed during a confrontation with Saldivar at a motel in Corpus Christi, Texas on March 31, 1995. The Tejano singer allegedly suspected she embezzled over $60,000 from her and was planned on firing her. However, she was shot in the back. Selena was rushed to a local hospital where she died of blood loss. At her trial, Saldivar claimed that the fatal shooting was accidental, and said she had intended to kill herself. A Texas jury eventually found her guilty and sentenced Saldivar to life behind bars with the possibility of parole after 30 years. Now, Saldivar insists that she did not embezzle any funds from Selena. Despite acknowledging in the documentary that she wrote and signed checks to herself, she claimed she did so at Selena's request. Saldivar alleged the requests were so the Tejano singer could purchase a plane ticket to Mexico to visit a plastic surgeon whom she was allegedly having an affair with. Selena's father has denied Saldivar's claims and branded her a liar. According to a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, Saldivar has a clean record behind bars and no infractions that would prevent her from appearing before a parole board in March 2025. The convicted murderer allegedly fears for her safety if she's granted release. Nonetheless, her relative said she's hopeful that she will be released. "She knows it's an uphill battle," the family member said of Saldivar's release. "But she's hoping that the parole board will have a heart and will parole her. She thinks she deserves it."
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.